Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We are created in the image and likeness of God. And God speaks and creates. And we are supposed to speak and create. When God created Adam, he brought all of the animals to Adam. Bunnies and crocodiles and alligators and armadillos and cats and dogs and pigeons and you name it. He brought all the animals to Adam and he said, name them. Speak. Let them know what they are. And he spoke, and what he spoke to them, they became. And we were supposed to name things. Now things name us. You're ADD. You got cancer. And things start naming us instead of us naming things. We're going to switch this thing back to what it was. Back to the original intent of God saying, you speak. He told Ezekiel, he said to me in chapter 37, he said, can these bones live? I said, God, I don't know. You know. He said, yeah, prophesy. Speak to them. Tell them to live. He even tells us what to do. He's teaching us about this again. If you believe and you speak, you will have what you say. And so we are made in the image of God, so we got to operate as God operates. That's why he also says in Mark 4:4, he said, and Luke 4:4, he says that man shall not live by bread and bread alone, like dogs and cats and pigeons and fowls and ducks and geese can do. They can live by food only. He says human beings are different. You can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You've got to live by God's word. He's told us. So he's telling us we've got to live a different way. We've got to have the redemptive language coming out of our mouths. I can change. Listen, if I'm not happy with what I'm seeing, I've got to change what I'm saying. Oh, Jesus. If you're not happy with what you're living, you've got to change what you're speaking. Amen. Let that sink in for a second. And so we should operate as God operates. Is that correct? Yes. Listen, let me tell you something. Sound came before creation. God said, light be, then light came. It wasn't light and then God spoke. God does it the same way he's telling us to do it. Is that correct? Listen to this. Big statement. You want to hear a big statement? Everything we can see was made from sound. You know, the Bible talks in Hebrews. It says that we know that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. And they're upheld by his word. Sound, listen, it's powerful stuff, this. Everything we can see and touch and handle was made and created by sound first. God said, let us create man in our image and likeness, and then we became. Amen. Amen. Come on, come on. Now listen to this. Here's a big statement. Sound changes sight. Well, if we're supposed to live like God and he did it that way, then, you know, see, God didn't come out onto the edge of nothing and look into where the earth was null and void. And he didn't stand and say, whoo, it's dark. That's what we tend to do. Oh, I've got a pain. Whoo, I'm getting arthritis. No, you've even taken it further than that. You've made it worse. I've got arthritis. My migraines, they're not really yours. They belong to the devil. Give them back. Come on. Oh, but Pastor, now you're taking this too far. It's the truth. Listen to this. Out of the Voice translation, that's a translation of the Bible, before Genesis 1, verse 1, before it's mentioned, there's this little side note there. Listen what he says here. Out of nowhere, time space, and all the living surged forth as God spoke the universe into existence. That's in the Bible before. I love that. I just found it this morning at 5 o'clock. I was so excited. Then listen. With the utterance of his voice, creation takes form. Chaos yields to order. My God. Light eclipses darkness, and emptiness fills with life. My God. I should have put that on the screen and you could have taken a picture of it. Wow. Isn't that powerful? I'm going to read it again, okay? Listen to this. Out of nowhere, time and space and all the living, everything, surged forth as God spoke the universe into existence. With the utterance of his voice, creation takes form. Chaos yields to order. Remember, he looked, there was null and void. The Holy Ghost was there, hovering over nothingness and badness. And God said, light be, and the Holy Spirit went into action. When you say, I'm healed, I walk in the vine, the Holy Spirit goes into action. Oh my God. It's the Holy Spirit that does it. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God, in the form of the Holy Spirit, was with him. So Holy Spirit brings you healing. Holy Spirit brings you the financial blessing. The Holy Spirit is, oh, let him pour his oil on us day and night. Oh, we welcome you in this place. Yeah. We need to welcome the Holy Ghost. I need the worship team. We're going to sing that song at the end. Yeah. So just give me the whole worship team, please, someone. All right. Now watch out. So we've got to operate like God operates. Okay, I know that you've got a sandwich waiting for you, but it'll wait a few more minutes. This is more important, I promise you. This can change your life, can change your children's lives, can change your marriage, can change your finances, can change your body's healing situation. This can change everything in your life. Don't worry about, I need to go and look at your watch. Worry about, my God, let me receive and let me get a revelation of what God's telling me. 10 times in the Bible. The Bible says in the beginning from verse 1, and God said, and God said, light be, and God said, and God said. 10 times he says that. I'll just give you 3 of them. Watch out. Then God said, this is verse 3 of Genesis 1:1. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. Said, saw. Not so said. Give it to me first and I'll believe it. No. Said and saw. You see that? Verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place and let the dry land appear. Verse 10. And God saw that it was good. Right? So see comes after speak. Healing comes after speak. All right? You got to get this. Verse 11. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And God saw that it was good. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. You know, he said good, good, good until he created humans. Then he said very good. We got a special place. I don't know if you know, if you're born again, you're a joint heir together with Christ. Do you know that? You know, you were a slave and you were a servant. Now you're a son. That's whether male or female, okay? We call you son. All right? And there's no racism in heaven either. So there shouldn't be any on earth. As it is in heaven, let it be in the earth, right? There's no racism up there. And I've discovered there's only one race. I told the church on Wednesday, there's only one race. It's called a human race. And if I cut any of you, I don't care the color of your skin, you're going to bleed the same color blood. Don't think if I go to England and get the Queen and cut her, she's going to bleed blue. Ain't going to happen. It's going to be red. Right? There's one race, but there's two places to go. And what you determine in the middle of this deal determines what you do in the middle here determines whether you're going to spend it here or here. It's that simple. Why we get so carried away about the color of a person's pigment, color of his skin? What is that all about? It's seed gone to stupidity brought by the devil. That's all it is. That's insanity. Isn't it insane? My Lord, we can get so crazy. Faith has a certain sound. As we speak the word of faith, things change in our lives. Many people would like to see a different scenery in their lives. How many of you want to change some things? Many people want to see a different scenery in your life. God says, make a different sound first. Come on. Don't agree with the symptom. Don't agree with the facts even. Well, the facts are there, Pastor. I can see it's broke. Can God fix a broke? Can God heal a cancer? Can God heal anything? Is there anything incurable to God? Is God still alive today? Is he still saving people today? If he's doing that, then there can't be an incurable disease. Is that correct? So don't be taken by fear when you hear things. You see, man will say to you, well, you know, we've done all we can. We can't do any more for you. They're right. They're just speaking truth right there. But that doesn't mean no more can be done. Because God's not ever at his limit. Amen. And so now watch it. So he says, if you want to see a different scenery in your life, make a different sound first. Statement. As you believe and speak and act on what God says, the kingdom of God on the inside of you starts coming out of you and starts changing the circumstances around you. One more time. As you believe, speak, and act on what God says, the kingdom of God on the inside of you starts coming out of you and starts changing the circumstances around you. Yeah. Amen? Here's a picture I put in there. Let's see it. See that? Speak what you see until you see what you've said. Or I put it another way. I said, speak what you seek until you see what you speak. Amen? God wants you to learn the language of faith. I've got one more picture, and I'm probably closing then. There's still a lot, but I'm going to close. Okay, look at this picture. Lord, please talk to me. See what he gave him? Bible. God is talking to you. Isn't that the truth? God is talking to you. And so he wants us to know. I want you to say this. Say this with me. Say, Christ has redeemed me. From the curse of the law, I have eternal life. I am victorious. I am overcoming. I am a child of God. I know it. I believe it. I speak it. And because of what Jesus has done, I have authority over all of the enemy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. While they're getting set up, I just want to tell you this. About this language. It's a language of authority. It's a language of healing. It's a language of peace. It's a language of joy. It's a language of love. It's a language of victory. It's a language of health. It's a language of dancing. It's a language of singing. It's a language of getting your head. It's a language that will never fail. When you start to believe and speak this language of redemption, this redemptive language, and you start to believe it and you speak it, I'm telling you, the situations around your life will change. That sickness that has plagued you for 20 years will be taken care of. I have no doubt about it. I've seen too many people healed, too many people saved, too many people's lives turned around through the word of God not to believe it anymore. You can't talk me out of believing it. You can never talk me out of believing it right now. I'm telling you, even while they're burying me, one day, I say, I believe it. Even if I'm dying from a sickness, I say, I believe I'm healed, and I go to the grave dying because there must have been something I did wrong in my belief system. You see, because my unbelief cannot make God's word of null effect.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristOnlyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, I'm Pastor Christian of Exponential Church. I get asked all the time, what does exponential mean? Exponential simply means to grow by multiplying. You may think that you don't need church to grow as a person, but you'll never experience the exponential growth that God wants to see in you without it. I'd like